Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Almost exactly a year ago, the Mets swept the Marlins in four games at Citi Field. Wednesday afternoon, Miami gave its bid at an April sweep of its own in New York. To finish off the road trip, Glenn Geffner.
Good offer to Marlins, 2 out of 3 at Citi Field coming in. They probably would have taken it, but after winning the first two games and after having so many opportunities today, they'll be a little disappointed they leave town without a series sweep. They fall to the Mets 2-1. Mets salvage the final game of this three-game set. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Switch to Metro PCS now. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus, get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. Like last night, this was a terrific pitcher's duel. A couple of youngsters on the mound. Adam Connolly getting the start for the Marlins. Logan Verrett pitching for the Mets, coming out of the bullpen to make the start in place of Jacob deGrom, who had some tightness in his lat, and then he went home to be with his wife for the birth of their first child Monday night. And both pitchers were terrific in this one. The Mets threatened against Connolly in inning number 4. The game was scoreless, but the Mets started the fourth with back-to-back singles. Curtis Granderson and David Wright putting runners at first and second after Yoenis Cespedes struck out the second of his three Ks against Connolly. Neil Walker then singled, and the Mets had the bases loaded with one out, trying to strike first in this ball game, but Wilmer Flores fouled out to the first baseman, Justin Bour, and with two outs, Connolly looked to put the inning away, facing Estrubel Cabrera. The 1-2, swing and a miss, he took something off, big fist pump from Connolly, he strikes out Cabrera, and he leaves the bases loaded. So that was a golden opportunity by the boards for the Mets. Marlins had a couple of chances. They had a double from Christian Yelich, two outs in the first, couldn't score them. Wasted a leadoff single from Miguel Rojas in the third inning. Wasted a leadoff double from Ichiro in the fourth inning. Their best chance, though, would come in inning number 7 after the starters had left the game. Logan Verrett for the Mets, 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, 2 walks, 6 Ks, 85 pitches, 58 strikes. Connolly for the Marlins, 6 innings of 4-hit shutout ball, 1 walk, and a career-best 9 strikeouts. He threw 93 pitches, 56 strikes. Jim Henderson was the first man out of the bullpen for the Mets today. He started the 7th, and he allowed a leadoff single to Martin Prado. Then he walked Justin Bour. Then he walked JT Realmuto. So in a scoreless game, the Marlins had the bases loaded with nobody out in the 7th. That was it for Henderson. Hansel Robles came out of the bullpen facing Miguel Rojas. He chalked up a strikeout, caught Rojas looking at strike 3. He then went after pinch hitter Derek Dietrich, and he struck Dietrich out for the second out of the inning. He got the chance to face one lefty, Dietrich. Wouldn't get a chance, though, to face another lefty as we rolled back around to the top of the lineup with D. Gordon coming up. Terry Collins brought Jerry Blevins into the ball game. D. was trying to salvage the inning. After the bases had been loaded with nobody out, he hit with the bases loaded, 2 outs in a scoreless game, top of the 7th. Payoff pitch, runners go. D swings, lifts one into short left field. Cespedes comes on, and he makes the catch to end the inning. A running catch by Cespedes. Miami loaded the bases with nobody out against Henderson, but Robles and Blevins put out the fire. We remain scoreless. Escape backed by the Mets bullpen after the bases were loaded. Nobody was out. That's our move of the game today, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins couldn't cash in on their chance in the top of the 7th. The Mets would cash in the bottom of the 7th. Dustin McGowan came out of the bullpen to take over for Connolly. He allowed a leadoff single to Wilmer Flores. He wild pitched him to second base. Estrubel Cabrera then singled, putting runners to the corners with nobody out. McGowan then got a comebacker from Juan Lagares. Ground ball right back to the mound. He threw in the dirt to first base, but Justin Bour was able to come up with the tough hop, and the runners had to hold. Well, Flores held at third base. Cabrera took second. So now the Mets at second and third, one out in the 7th. McGowan looking to pull the Houdini-esque escape as the Mets relievers had in the top of the inning as he went after catcher Kevin Plawecki. Another 1-2 to Plawecki. Swinging a ground ball past the diving shortstop, base hit left field. Flores is in. Here comes Cabrera. Yelich's throw will be cut off. Now down to second base where Plawecki is out. But it's a 2-run single, and the Mets have finally broken through. They take a 2-0 lead in the 7th. Retire Lucas Duda to end the inning, but Kevin Plawecki, the backup catcher, getting the start today, the day game after the night game. Day off for Travis d'Arnaud. Plawecki delivers his first hit and his first two RBIs of the season. And the Mets took a 2-0 lead into the 8th. With one out in the Marlins' 8th, Christian Yelich singled. He went 2-for-4 today. That would be it for Blevins. The Mets went to their closer, Jurys Familia, who had thrown 36 pitches and appearing in both of the last two games. Familia came out with one out in the eighth inning. He got the first man, Giancarlo Stanton, representing the tying run, and a fly ball to center. But then Martin Prado singled. Eugenio Echeverria came out as a pinch runner for Prado. He had Prado at first, Yelich at second, two down. Marlins down a couple. They had the go-ahead man at the plate in the person of Justin Bour. Two on and two out, the 1-2 pitch, and Bour grounds one into left field. That's a base hit. Coming around third, Yelich to the plate. Deaz's throw, not in time. It's a 2-1 game, and the tying man's at second. But JT Realmuto grounded back to the pitcher, ending the eighth inning, and we would go to the ninth. Marlins trailing the Mets 2-1. Familia stayed out there looking to lock down his second save of the season. He faced a couple of pinch hitters. First, Marcell Ozuna, who popped a second for the first out. Then Chris Johnson, who grounded back to the pitcher for the second out. The Marlins' last chance was D. Gordon. D., who came up in the ninth inning 0 for 4 on the day already, struck out to end it. So an 0 for 5 afternoon for Gordon. Last year, D. hit 427 against Mets pitching, 35 hits in 19 games. He went 0 for 5 today and 3 for 16 in this three-game series. Mets win it 2-1. For New York, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. For the Marlins, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 9. Jerry Blevins, the winner in relief, he's 1-0. Dustin McGowan takes the loss, 0-1. Jurys Familia saved number 2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours, 53 minutes, and the attendance was 22,113. The Mets snap a 4-game losing streak. They improved to 3-5 on the season. Marlins can't climb above 500 for the first time since August of 2014. They lose for the second time on this road trip. They fall to 3-4. They wrap up the trip 3-2 against the Nationals and the Mets. They have to settle for 2 out of 3 here at Citi Field this week.
So the fish dropped yesterday's game, but like Geff said, a win on the series and a win on the road trip. 3-2 overall on the NL East road swing. Mattingly and crew have today to travel and rest. Tomorrow the Braves come to Marlins Park, and then the first place Nationals come in. Tomorrow night's ball game is the first Fireworks Friday. It's also Burger and Beer Night. Get a bullpen reserve ticket, the new Bash Burger, and a 16-ounce specialty beer, all for $25. Check out the deals and lockdown tickets at Marlins.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.